Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into Grudge.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the bad boys' headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rule. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Teddy, One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run, Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino. 275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Grudge Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the bad boys' headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29.5x10.5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us. Or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rule. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Teddy, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, 275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye, and it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the bad boys' headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill, Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, 275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye, and it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/grudgingtv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudging. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudging.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgingtv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much. It is a wonderful Thursday, and your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. I am Miss Foxbody. If you have anything to say or would like your voice to be heard, please press 1. If you have any background noise, please mute your phone. Hello, Tricky Ricky. How are you doing this night?
I will be doing good if I could finish this goddamn race car. But other than that, I'm good. How about yourself?
I am doing awesome as usual.
That's good. That's good. Well, I appreciate everybody for having some patience. My whole schedule today has been off all the way around the board, but some in the area trying to get this car together to go out this weekend to do a little something finally. And as we speak, I'm laying underneath of it right now, so bear with me a little bit. I'm gonna try to breeze through things real quick since we starting late. Somewhat of a race. I can't even think right now because I don't have my pad in front of me. As I said, I'm laying on the ground. Fuck it, we just gonna go right to the topic. My topic for today, and I know quite a few people have been listening. This is almost 30 minutes into the show. What has happened to our area's big name grudge races, and who from the DMV is it forced to be reckoned with now? Again, that is, what has happened to our area's big-name grudge races, or so-called grudge races, however anybody want to put that. And, yeah, James, I want that. Come on, man. And who from the DMV is a force to be reckoned with now, meaning, you know, any of the newer faces that's coming on the scene, anybody that may be creating action, or making action, you know, like the Horseman or G-Money or Cubby or Big George. You know, well, Big George kind of old school, but, you know, he's still a force reckoned with in my book. So that's the topic for today. I don't want to hold up anyone further. I want to let the fans get right to the conversation. And
nothing too much going on this weekend. I don't think we got an OPS race at Capital Raceway Saturday. We'll test the tune tomorrow night. And as most know, Capital was closed last week due to extensive rain and water coming up through the track. They've been working all weekend, last weekend, getting that straight. And I think they still have a little more stuff to do to fix that problem, but we're going to be straight this weekend. Let's see, 7580 had the Run What You Brung race last week, and not a strong showing in car count in all classes except for like 580 index in the 10-0 class. Ricky Fox won Outlaw Drag Radio. Richard Sexton won Outlaw 10-5 over Mo Hall. Ricky Fox beat Bobby DeMille in Drag Radio. And Richard Sexton in 10-5 beat Mo Hall. And Gary Walker beat a new face to me, a guy named Showtime Bob, had a 41 Willys. And Gary Walker has a blown Hemi mode and Firebird, as most may know. He beat Showtime Bob in the finals. That's pretty much about all the race recap that we got going on right now. One other big race that went on that some may know about. Mario driving the M3 Racing Silver Bullet S10 had a race with Kevin Hunt out of New York. And Kevin Hunt has a Malibu, like I have, G-body, very well-built car. They ran at ATCO, I believe it was. Might have been Englishtown. I think it was Englishtown. Had a hefty pot on the line, too. And the race report went Kevin Hunt drive a move first, and that Silver Bullet M3 Racing came around him and walked away from him through the quarter. And they got paid real nice. That was their punk-out money was more than what most of us, more than quite a few of us bet on the whole pot. That's what their punk-out pot was. So big ups to them. Mike Hill was up there tuning the truck of M3 Racing, and him and Mario, good friends. And that's about all. So we're gonna get to the topic today. Ms. Foxby, do you have any callers in the queue already?
Yes, Rick, your mic is on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I just want to say I thank Grudge Racing. They've done a lot, you know, for all around all areas. And even though if y'all miss a night, you got people, you know, sitting here that's willing to hurt, you know, people to trash talk, you know. That's what really brings people out to all the races. I'm a fan myself and a racer. And I hope the show constantly keep going on every week. And even though if a person call is not ready, I mean, still come on if you're a trash talker and, you know, and just continue to draw the crowd and draw the people, because that's what we all to go see is the crowd, the people, and trash talking. And we love that. And like I said, I think what's going to happen to a lot of people that haven't been out, and maybe something happened to the car or maybe a money problem, but don't let that stop you. I mean, fun is fun. And that's what we live. We all live for fun and having a good time. Okay?
That's true. And I can't knock that. My only problem is, Rick, that, you know, even in the trash talking and just wanting to shoot the shit, everybody at times, and I've been a victim of it myself, don't condone themselves in the right frame of mind, you know what I mean? Or they say things that can, you know, potentially start something, or, you know what I'm saying, rub somebody the wrong way. Nobody, not a lot of people, I ain't going to say nobody, but not a lot of people can keep it about racing. And then those that you want to talk smack to, or you might want to race, you know what I mean, they want to shy away, or they want to do their own thing, or you know, however that may be. But, you know, sometimes it take away from the fun, you know what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, if every human being realized that we're getting older every day and that we're all going to leave this earth one day, so why not leave there happy? Why would you keep on, you know, being sad, worrying about, you know, what's happening in the world? The world and everything is going to go on. Only thing you can do is protect yourself, love yourself, come out and have a good time. And, you know, a lot of us do want to have a good time. And it's like I said, when I sit back here, like even last Thursday night, I mean, I look forward to listening at the talk show. And just look forward to listening at the trash talking, because the week before that, it was one of the best weeks that I have ever heard. You know, the trash talking and everybody having a good time and kicking it. Don't let that get away from you. You know, we all have problems. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you got. Problems going to be there. But at the end of the day, let's have some fun.
Yeah, well, I understand that, and I try to do what I can. It would be nice, like today, I'm going to have Monster, matter of fact, who just texted me. So, Miss Foxbody, if you see Monster numbers in the queue, can you open his mic? I'm going to have to let Monster take over the show for a little while just because I'm trying to finish up my car to get out racing. So, for me, at times, it's kind of a, I don't want to say a hindrance, but I can't get done what I need to get done all the time, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still here for the fans and the people. Just sometimes things come up and, you know, we may not be able to do the show unless I got somebody that's willing to back me up and carry on the show for me.
All right, let me say one more thing and I'm going to let it go. Okay, I'm a person always prepared for tomorrow because I know if you awake, tomorrow is going to come. So believe it or not, one time I had like 7, 8 riding lawnmowers, 4 or 5 weed whackers, a couple push mowers, and one day I came home, I used to rip and run so much, and, you know, thinking that everything would work, and do you believe it or not, with nothing start. I know every mechanic around, I couldn't get nothing running. And then God overshadowed me and said, look, this is one day you're going to lay down. I don't care how bad you is, how much money you got, how many people you know, it's just not going to happen today. So those days are going to come. When they come, don't forget who you are and where you came from. Just keep, you know, if you love the race, just keep loving the race game. Pick yourself up, laugh, joke it off, tomorrow's going to come. But if you keep on beating yourself down, thinking that everything going to go right, it don't happen like that all the time. I listen to what you just say. Okay, and I'm going to let it go like that. I hope everybody keep having a good time.
All right, Rick, well, I appreciate you coming on, sir. I know you be in the background listening. And
all the
like
time.
For your kind words.
Yep, yep. Hey, I love everybody, man. I want to have a good time always, man. I mean, that's my birthday is every day. Every day is a holiday to me. You understand what I'm saying? I treat every day like
that.
You
say birthday today?
All right.
Is that what you said, Rick? Your birthday today?
No, every day is my birthday.
Oh, every day. Ain't nothing wrong with that, player.
And every day is a holiday to me. Every day is Christmas. You know why? I look at it like this. Now, suppose it's 0 degrees before Christmas, and I got, you know, some coats and boots under there for my kids, and they're out here freezing every day. Then Christmas time, it's 100 degrees. So what good is the boots and the coats then when they're the friends before then? So that's why I look at every day as being a holiday.
All right.
I let it go.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate that.
Oh,
I'm getting old. I ain't made to be laying on the ground no more. Yes. Ms. Foxbody, who else do we have in the queue?
Monster's mic is on. Monster, your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on, family?
What's going on, Monster?
Oh, man, just got in here from working. Long day today. Had a little meeting with Larry, Lisa, Bug, QuarterMileBrothers.com, and Custom Tees. So at our usual spot up there, Jiffy's getting ready for the next couple big races coming. Everybody all excited. We're going to Fayetteville, Rick. Fayetteville, North Carolina, Miss Foxbody.
Yeah, I'm getting this old heap of metal back together, getting it ready.
Yep. Them boys sent the message up here that that they guarantee one of their 4 cars will be taking home the money. So I got to take the gloves off on this race. I'm I'm gonna let some heavy hitters travel down the road, so that way I can pretty much reassure them that it ain't gonna be. And Joe's assured me he's got quite a few heavy hitters crossing that bridge, that Baltimore tunnel to come down to Fayetteville on July 27th. So then Larry's got that deal July 3rd. Him, Short Dog, they got a race over at the beach. I have the flyer, but I can't pull it up. But my word is, I'm hearing the Hattons are going to run Pete. Did you hear that?
Yes, I got that confirmation today.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about that. Look, I'll be the first one in the bleachers. You hear me?
Yeah,
actually,
they
won't be here.
Today.
Yeah, I won't be here, unfortunately. Yeah, the missus is going to take me away. I got to have surgery. I was in a car accident earlier this year, and I got an inch and three-quarter tear in my left shoulder. So they're going to have to do surgery. So I'm not real happy about that. So.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Marshall. Did you hear my topic for today?
No, I didn't. I was a little late today, Rick. I've been just bombarded with everything.
Okay, well, last week when I done the show and I was trying to work on the car, I'd asked, did anybody have anything on their mind that they wanted to get off? Nobody really said nothing, but I got a couple of text messages late asking, where are the the so-called grudge races are old from the area. So I'm asking today, what happened to our big name grudge races from the area? And
barely.
What? And who is a force to be reckoned with nowadays? You know, whether it's a newcomer or somebody that's been around this doing their thing now.
Well, Rick, the unfortunate thing for me is that I try to look out and give everybody props, because, hold on, the boss lady. Hold on, boss lady, I'm on the phone. Shh. So, I try to be neutral and give everybody the proper respect, a lot of times, and it's funny, if I answer this question and I'll do specific names, I get a couple hundred texts saying, well, what about me? Well, it's become, I guess last week I wasn't on the show and I got quite a few calls. And a guy sent me a thing and he said that what he sees and what we do now is basically what Big Rick was talking about a little bit ago, is you got to keep the fun in the game, And I think that's one of the things that you have to do. I hear you say all the time, nobody wants to take a L. But the thing of it is that when those cars sit there and nobody races, nobody does anything, it hurts the fans in the bleacher, which in turn shuts down the whole system, And for me, I try to say that every guy that pulls in that racetrack is important to me. Some people don't understand my philosophy on what I try to do. When Larry gives a race for custom tees, his whole agenda is to make everybody feel like they're a star for the day. And that's what we try to do. And some guys take our kindness for weakness and say and do things, and they don't understand. If we say today or tomorrow we're not going to do it anymore, then we're back to square one with nothing going on. You with me?
Right.
So, don't get me wrong. I mean, look at the cars that you guys have now. Rick, I was going through my ET tickets, right?
Uh-huh.
And I got my competition license in 1988. And it was funny. I looked back at a ticket the other day, the 8-mile time, what we were running with a dragster, right? And I look at some of these full body, I'm not going to say a time, I can say we had an all-aluminum small block, super light car, right? And we had pretty stout, times for an eighth mile. And I'm telling you now, somebody sent me a ticket the other day of a car, a full body car, and man, I was blown away when I saw what that car ran. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's the reason why I don't go in the tower. If you ever notice on those races, I don't go in the tower because I don't want that controversy saying that I know what somebody runs or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And a lot of it's got to do with if I was grudge racing and you're a promoter, I don't want you playing both sides of the fiddle. You with me?
Right.
So, you know, and that's why I thank you every week for what you do for us. Not only us, for Long Island Joe, who's come down to be he's helped us tremendously with the grudge racing in this area, you know? Joe, I have to give him his props. He's done above and beyond what we anticipated with this. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
You know? So, but I do, there is one, though. That daggone Big George, every time I turn around, George is just laying them down. He don't care if he run the man over in 1600 Pennsylvania. George the runner, man.
Yeah, I'm not lying about that.
God damn. Hey, I don't know if my uncle was living. Daggone him and Big George, he used to go to the house and see my uncle all the time, Rick. I know if my uncle was living, he'd be over there trying to help Big George. You hear me? I'm proud of them, man. I'm proud of everybody, you know. I mean, you know, these guys don't have to come and race their car down there with us. You know, they can do anything. And some of them I know get a little upset about the way we do things, but if we don't have it organized or some kind of structure, it's just a free fall, and that's when somebody gets hurt or something goes crazy. And to the people that get a little upset or fuss at me, you know, I'm trying to explain to you it's about the people in the bleachers, not just the cars. It's a whole group. So that's why you can't just say one person, you know, and don't get me wrong now. I'm still working my brain on that race with you and Chris, you know. I still got to figure out how to do that.
Me and who?
Chris.
Butler?
Yes, sir. I got to figure that out. I might get fired by Larry, but I'm going to have to figure that out. You hear me?
Well, see if you can't get a chicken bird in there first.
Who?
Chicken bird.
Oh, Wicked Bird?
No, Chicken Bird.
Nah, man, Wicked Bird, man. Wicked Bird, he was out at the race supporting us, and I was really happy. Metro, you know, Metro with Carlos and LVM, and they're working on some big...
Chicken Bird, Monster. It's Chicken Bird.
I can't say that, Rick. I get fired by Larry, man. I got to be neutral.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to be neutral. I got to give him his respect. He came out and supported us, and, you know, I want him... Feel free, but I will call him and ask him what I got to do to get taken care of now. You know me. I'll dial a number and just ask, you know.
There you go.
I'm pretty sure he won't tangle with you anyway. So
I'm pretty sure he don't.
What you doing, working on the car?
Yeah, man.
Oh. Hey, Rick, can I ask one favor?
Yes, sir.
When you get the car back, right, and they pulling you to the line,
mm-hmm.
you know how when you get the car back and you're going up to the line with it.
Yeah.
I just want to ride on the left, on the right passenger side out the door, and with my Tricky Rick shirt on and my hat on backwards, so they can think I'm you for me.
There you go. I ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what the hell? Once in a while, I'll take my glasses off or something. I could be a little something, something, you know?
Hey, yo, let your head down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, no, I'm proud of you, man. You look at where you at and where you come from, Rick. You know, you're blessed, man. And Rick said it best. You know, you take every day and you be grateful that you have it because things could change. And I'm a living witness with this surgery. And, I mean, now, you're talking an inch and three-quarter tear. I mean, it might be several months before I'm able to move my arm. So you know what? I know exactly what Rick was talking about a little bit ago.
I got you.
So,
well, for me, all this stuff stemmed from my dad, man. If it wasn't for my dad, you know, I may be into it. I may not be, but because he was doing it when I was coming up. You know, I took a liking to it, and I didn't stick with it when I was younger, but it caught up to me when I got older. And I'm just doing what I like to do.
Hey Rick, I remember the first time I seen him. He gonna fall out laughing if he listened to the show. He came to Shooters on Silver Hill Road, Rick. You hear me?
Who's that?
Your father.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he was at Shooters one time. The first time I seen him, and it was funny when I saw him over at the Speed Shop when you and Styles were locking in that day.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him, and I said, man, I remember him, you know. And those are the things that I cherish the most. You know, I like what I do, the race stuff. But, you know, some of those older guys, man, back in the day, and I'm going to tell this story, that, you know, when they raced at the track, they weren't welcome there, you know? So when I hear a guy screaming or hollering about how he's doing somebody a favor or whatever, he needs to know at one time they would get there, them old guys, and I can remember it like yesterday, Rick. They'd get there, work all week long, go to that racetrack and tell them they couldn't race because something was wrong with the car in tech, you know? So sometimes when I hear people complaining, I just shake my head because I said they have no idea what sacrifices they made for us to be there. So, yeah.
Hey, but let me ask, Ms. Foxy, do we have any other callers waiting?
Yes, we do.
Hello, caller.
Charlie Brown, your mic is on.
Hello, how you doing?
Good,
yes,
how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I was actually going to comment on the topic about, you know, hey, Monster, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not for much.
I'll be seeing you tomorrow, man.
I'll be waiting on you. I had the grill fired up.
Yes, sir. I'm going to be there on time, too. You hear me?
Well, I'm taking off half a day so you can come here and have a good time. But, you know,
yes,
I just want to comment on the topic. You know, if you got one person that wants to step out to beat a racer, seem like, you know, if he don't do what everybody else thinks, that he get beat up about it. In other words, like the G-Money race. You know, he's having a good time. If he ain't racing somebody, making shakedowns. He ran a tough race. He lost. He was happy, but everybody else commented. And then, you know, it just hurts the next person that really wants to step out. And said, well, I'm going to try so-and-so. And then you get beat up by, you know, your peers right here in your own area. So I know it's just. And I see other people, like, take bad races that they can't win. But seem like, you know, they say, well, you'll race anybody. You know, that's just the way that guy is. But then the other guy, you know, he's getting beat up about his decisions. And he's on his own. He's financing his own car. And you got everybody against him. So a lot of times people just don't want to step out because they're worried about not really losing a few $100. It's just what somebody else going to think at this point. So, I mean, that's my opinion.
That is a good. Charlie, man, that was a – and, you know, it's funny. I talked to David Proctor, Rick, from the Quartermasters. And David and I were talking about Amar, you know.
Okay.
And we were talking about Amar Riley today. And because I'm going to give Amar an award next year at the Door Slammer. And I can remember when those guys ran, and they didn't care who it was in the other lane. And, you know, Cliff Wade. I mean, we took care of Cliff Wade in May at Buzz Creek. And people don't know this. Cliff Wade actually beat Boo Mobley on 295 one night. And everybody was betting against Goo, and Cliff turned the light on. And, man, you talk about a crazy night down there. And, you know, those are the things you remember most. And like G-Money, you know, if that's what he chooses to learn how to do it, you know, you're right, man. Walk over and show him how to go faster to run beside that guy, you know. That's what I think. But a lot of us, it's total competition. Back then, those guys did it because they loved it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking, Marcy. You know, you raised somebody out of town, so, you know, once you're in town, we kind of all one union right here. I mean, we got to, like, stick together. So, you know, we race each other, and that's something different.
Yeah, but that almighty dollar has changed the whole world, Charlie. It ain't just changed racing. It's the whole world, you know? So.
Yeah. You know.
Hey, Marcy.
Yo.
I got Eric, the manager of the Gigantor, called in the queue. Oh, shit. Miss Possibility, can you open Eric's mic, please?
The manager?
Yeah, ain't that some shit, the manager?
The manager, man. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Race crew
guy,
man.
Did you get something? Okay, there
he
goes. Hold on. Eric, your mic is on.
Hey, Tricky Ricky, what's going on, man?
Hey, sir, not too much. I appreciate your patience, but this evening I can't go in between calls like we normally do, so I know who won. But
okay.
I appreciate your patience. I got you on now, though.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Who are the Nasty Boys of Virginia?
That's a good question. I believe Running Bear is in that group, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. Well, I want you to send them a message. They're not safe.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't. What did you say?
I said, tell them they're not safe. We are the real Nasty Boys.
Oh, so you're saying it's imitator.
Yeah, so we may have to get this thing together and see who the name really belongs to.
Okay, well, let me see something. Miss Foxbody, do you see Running Bear on in the queue?
Hold on one moment, please.
I want to get a date correct. I don't know if anybody caught it. The guy said something about July 27th in Fayetteville. I thought it was July 13th.
No, yeah, it's two races.
July 27th is in Virginia, though, isn't it?
No. Long Island Joe's got a race at Fayetteville on that day.
Okay.
July 13th, the Four Horsemen have a race at
Fayetteville.
Okay, but don't y'all have a race at ZMT July the 27th? I think there's a GRF race there, July the 27th. I think that's when we're supposed to be coming up.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
You got Running Bear, Miss Foxbody?
He's not. It's you.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to wait until we get Running Bear on, and then you can confront Running Bear about that Nasty Boys thing.
Yeah, we'd like to find out who the real Nasty Boys are. We already know. We just want to prove it.
Hot damn. And how would you go about doing that, sir?
We got three cars. I think they have three cars. Or we can pick the fastest out of the three and do it up that way. It doesn't matter. Either way, whatever they want to do.
Well, he put that 9 o'clock at night and even start cooking.
You know, we all about racing.
Right. Yeah, I called up Larry.
Okay.
And I spoke with him last week. And you know, he asked me a couple questions, trying to fill me out.
I told him I still like to try him out, you know what I mean? So he kind of told me I got too big of a motor for him. I said, no, you know, I might have one more carburetor than you, but I think we in the same league as far as cubic inches. I don't know what he got, but I know I ain't got what the other guys he been racing has.
Well, we got a small motor. We just got a good engine builder.
Nothing wrong with that. I got a small motor with a good engine builder, too.
Yeah, that's it.
So I guess one of these days, he did tell me I was supposed to be coming up in July or August. So he may have been thinking about that July 27th at VMP.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it's July 27th.
Okay. Were you guys also coming to Maryland?
In August?
Yeah.
I don't have a date in August. I know. Only dates I have is up to July.
Okay.
That'll be the first time us coming up there, so you know somebody's in trouble.
No, I'm
scared. Don't count your eggs before your chicken hatched them, man.
Let me tell you something.
You hear me?
That was back in the old days, homeboy.
Yeah, well,
that was back
like
in
the I
old
said,
days. Hey, you know they
where
got
I come house. From, any car can lose at any time, and I'm pretty sure we got a couple up this way that are willing to try y'all.
Hey,
so if the race
out.
Is right, we do what
listen,
we do.
Listen to this. We got a saying in our crew. Never come home with the same money you went to the track with. We going to race
all right.
Regardless. It doesn't matter.
Right. Well, can we borrow a couple to get...
Say what now?
Can we
What's
borrow
that?
A couple of them from you before we get you?
Yeah, you can. You sure can, but you know it's interest.
You know that. Just like a bank, ain't it?
Just like a bank. Hey, you pay that other man, why not pay us? We have cheaper interest rates than they do.
I saw y'all knocked off Wicked Bird down there. What was the deal with that?
Man, they tried to lock us up in South Carolina for beating that man like that. Man, they almost locked all of us up. Yeah, Wicked Bird, he just don't have enough. and the bad thing about it, we don't pick on anybody. He asked for that. We was up under there chilling and trying to stay out the heat, and he came and opened that can of worms and. Boy, was it a can of worms.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure he's going to run y'all back now.
Man, let me tell you something. That man may talk, he will, but he won't come back.
Mm.
We tried to give him one and one, and he wouldn't even take that.
Hello? Eric, hold on 1 second. I got somebody to say they want to get on like they got something to say.
Okay.
Miss Fox Body, can you open that for you, Pete's mic?
Yes, Pete, your mic is on.
Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Not too much, working on this old piece of junk of mine.
Huh?
I said nothing much, just working on this piece of junk of mine.
Oh, okay. I just want to help y'all over that situation. Yeah, and that's the boy, that's going to be Riz running down the Power Boys and guy named Chris Reese, I think Boogie Towers and all them. That's what the Bastard Boys do.
Well, Eric is saying he wants to, because there's a conflict there and two people got the same name, he want to prove who the real Nasty Boys are.
Yeah, they've been going back and forth about that, so I'm pretty sure they're going to work on something that happened. I believe that the NP race on 27. I think that's been canceled. I'm pretty sure that's been canceled, I believe.
Okay, if that's been canceled, then I need to book me another show.
Uh-huh.
I said, if that's been canceled, I need to book me another show because we don't stay home. We race.
Yeah. Well, I do know that they're going to be in Fayetteville on the 13th at our race. They're going to be 4-4 as the Bastard Boys is, I mean. I don't know what they're
telling
their mind, but I know they're
going to
be there.
Oh, they better have their mind made up because we will have three of our maybe 4 hour cars there and a motorcycle. So hey, either way they want to go.
Well, they got, let's see, they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They can run for 8 or 9 cars in there too. I don't know if all of them ready, but they got about 8 or 9 cars. I do know that.
Yeah, we got 4 ready. So
that'd be a good race. Y'all can lock with the horsemen with the gigantua car. That'd be a good race.
You know, cool thing in the world. We can't do nothing with Kenny Beach and Camaro.
Who said that? Is that the gigantua car that just said that?
Yeah, we can't run with that car.
Now, hold on a minute. You just said a few minutes ago, when I get confused when you double talk. You with me? As a matter of fact, Rick, I got Long Island Joe on the line. Can you open up his mic? Because Joe heard the gigantua on that 27th, and he's got a car out of New York that might be interested. Let's see what Joe got.
Hey, Marcus.
But the 13th, I'm coming, Pete. I'm coming. I'm betting you, too. God damn it.
Hey, Marcus, we are trying to get our number JC call, but they didn't want to do that receiver, so the dashboard said they don't want none of the horsemen. They can't be none of these guys, so we left them alone.
That's right.
Okay.
That's the truth. We are steel body car, small motor. We can't. I'll tell you what. July 27th. We might do something. Fuck,
hey, Pete.
Some big car.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
And JC got a cut ass on that night too. I just want to make that clear. He my boy, but goddamn,
hold on. Who you got to cut his ass?
In the back half shootout. If you sent me a Facebook, I just wanted to get this cleared up because last week I wasn't feeling good. I just want to make sure you know that you got a cut ass again if you pull through that gate. You understand me?
Well, I tell you what, Marcus. The only way we'll pull through the gate is if something happened to him or the rain. Because if the sun come out, we come to the gate. You can see that.
All right.
And I don't think if they back at on a property, they're going to cut our ass. It's going to be down there.
We're going to find out. Hey, Joe, open up Joe's mic. I think we could change your mind. You hear me?
All right. Miss Foxby, do you see Long Island Joe in the queue?
Yes, Long Island Joe on the phone.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Long Island Joe.
Oh, shit.
What's going on now? You.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. How's everything, Ma? How's everybody else doing?
I was good until a few minutes ago. The gigantua car, they got a manager on the car. I
had
never heard of a manager on the car.
Hey, we got a G-body coming down there on 29s, and I already heard he wants to give, what's his name, a rematch. I didn't get to talk to William Brown yet. I think they call it Jigaboo.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and that's Pee-wee wants to do it.
Hey, Kevin, I'll be right to you, Kevin. Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you open Kevin's mic? Go ahead, y'all.
He actually said that he wants to try something out there.
Hey, Martha, who is this bag ass you got for me?
Huh?
I'm waiting on the bag ass that you're talking about. I'm waiting on you to tell me.
Hold on. I got my partner on the phone because I ain't coming down the road without naked. You hear me? Hey, Joe.
Yeah, we got a G-body on 29. We got a couple cars coming.
That's
we got
the
one
lawyer
G-body
for
piece.
JC. You hear
okay.
me, Joe? That's the lawyer for JC. I told him when JC pulled through on the back half, he thought we cut him at Buzz Creek. We're going to cut him again at Fayetteville on the 27th. You hear me?
Oh, shoot. Well, they willing to bet. I know Kryptonite's going to get his run with Ronnie Bell that day because he already told me. That's a done deal. He'll be
uh-oh.
There. So that should be a good one. I already know that like 4 races locked in. You got Big Red and that Gold Nova. You got the 2 bikes that's definitely going to come out, you know, and then I guess you're betting on Mousy, right? My little son keep bugging me about this.
Yeah,
y'all giving him a rematch?
That.
Okay, he said
yeah.
he's going
to
give it to
Calvin.
Him.
I
okay.
can't talk for Calvin, but I'm going to make a call here. I'm going to text him.
Wolfpack. Okay.
Big,
and
hey, Joe, could you respect your elders and let me finish talking? Hey, Calvin, call in here.
This motherfucker ain't stopped talking since May 26th. Please call in.
Yeah, he'll call. We got him changed.
But hold on.
We got that leash on him.
We got something to fix, though.
Hey, Pete's still talking about JC. He's over there at a car, a couple of cut me out waiting to see who the car is.
When he pulled through the gate on 27, we got a couple cars. What part you didn't understand? The C, the O, the U, the P, L, or E? Which one?
Well, I like to know who I'm facing before I get there. I don't like to run into no ghost car.
What do you mean a ghost car? You came to Maryland, you ain't had no ghost car, did you?
No. Well,
okay.
You know, I'd like for you to be specific when you tell me that somebody's phone. I'd like to know who it is.
Oh, you know that. You know, good and damn well we don't play fair in D.C. You know better.
Well, if it's coming to D.C. or Maryland, shit, I ain't even going with that. You win your first.
Yeah? Who said it was out of D.C.? It could be New York. You never know
no,
with us.
No. I said if it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is the only time Joe and I are going to have to team up just to make sure we quiet you down that day. You understand, Pete? Because, look, every race is a hamburger bet.
Hey, Mama, I don't say nothing. Special arrangements to get him there. Well, hold on, make another special arrangement, and we can just run in the first round. We ain't got to pull no dance. and we just go ahead and put the cookies up on it and get it done faster.
Hey, you know me. You know I like doing things that are unexpected. So hell, I'm gonna make it happen. You know, if he pulling the gate and both of them sitting the there, mama. You know the rules.
But hey, I'm game for it. All you gotta do is make it happen.
Yes, sir.
If you make it happen, I'm gonna bust his ass
over. As my grandfather say, you're a little too excited, son. You need to sit back and calm a little bit.
Hey, Mom, if you make it happen, man, you'll be my best buddy for life. You don't know how long we're waiting on this.
Oh, shucks. Hey, Rick, you still there? He must be gone.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Pete just said? He's got a special request. I need to make sure if you show up on the 27th at Fayetteville, you're cool with it.
What's that?
Go ahead, Pete. He grown. Go ahead. You grown, man.
If you show up on 27 and they do the back end race, we don't want to go on ahead. We want to run the first round. Don't even put our names in there.
That's fine.
There
you go, Martha. There you go.
All right. Sound like a woman to me.
Hey, look. You got my approval, man.
I'm going back on mute. I'm trying to get this car done.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I hate to wait that long, but that team went all the way. They really got hands on it.
Thank you.
It's like I got the prison in the corner.
All right, now get this one.
Hey, Joe, did you hear that, Joe?
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay, hey. I just want to make sure you cool with that on the 27th.
Ain't no problem.
All right.
I'm going to call you out of the show. I hear what you're saying, but I can't really hear you right at the moment. But all I heard you say was we ain't got to do the shootout or something, and we can go first. I'm cool with that, but I'm going to get the rest of the details after the show. I'm walking back up on my car, so I'm going on mute.
Okay. Hey, Mom, we got some unfinished business in school, too, so we'd like to get that back on again, because we ain't got to do that.
I don't know if Scoot's going to be there or not, but look. I don't think you really want to jump into that another one of them New York cars right now. Damn, Rick ain't cut you, and now you are asking for Scoot to cut that ass again. I mean, you need to figure out what you want to do here now.
Hey, Mom, the room I'm both on the same day, man. I'm sorry. Hey, look, somebody got to race. Everybody sitting around talking. We're going to race.
Oh, no. You definitely going to get – listen, you'd be surprised. That other car might end up trying to go ahead and try you. Because y'all going to be betting in the lanes. That every round that y'all go, I guarantee you, when you pull up, somebody's going to try to bet a few dollars on the side. Mm. I'm going to tell you that right now. And it's going to be a 68 Camaro, and he's going to sit right beside you. And he ain't going to mind going. You beat him already once, but I believe he's coming out there, and he's definitely full force on this one. He'll be out there. So you'll definitely get your run. But as I'm saying, nobody go. If somebody got a race, now I'm gonna tell you. Pee Wee told me to make a special request that he definitely want to run Jigaboo on that day. So I gotta talk to Mr. Brown there, make sure he can get it back, because I know they want that run back too. So I know for a fact Malibu to Malibu, and they don't have wheelie bars on their car, and they got a tennis tie. And they willing to go out there, no problem. I think the Jigaboo will try Jagana, too. I mean, not Jigaboo, but the Malibu will try him, too. That's a G-Body car.
So
I'm quite sure both of those races you'll see there, too. And that was Pee Wee, and that was told to me last week. He made sure he told me right at the track.
Okay, did you hear that?
Get him in. I said, all right, I'll get him in there. I relayed the message, so now we can see what they're with the balls in that court. All I can tell you is this here right now, Ma. We done called out a few people, and I don't know what's going on, but Street King was on that phone before talking really, really good stuff. Then when Cranberry said, okay, he looked like he got kind of scared. I never heard him call back. Same thing with Obama. Obama was talking plenty. Now the man said that he ready for Obama. He said he want to try it. Obama and him said they would go out the back door with him. The boy said he'll go out the back door with him. So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. So far, I know Young Thug is definitely ready right now. And we got
Jeff,
a few more. Hmm?
Can we rewind, though? Because now, did you hear what Pete said? That he said we didn't have a car on the property and he wanted a piece of Scoot?
Oh, no. He can't say on the property. He can, because that would be the worst thing to say, because we do got June sitting there on the side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he can't say on the property. He can't say on the property. Don't say on the property. He got to say what kind of car. He got to stipulate the car, because otherwise he ain't gonna like what he get.
Hey, hold on, Mark. I said back half now.
Okay. I'm just making sure. All
right.
I ain't no fool now.
You think we would cheat you, buddy? You don't think we would cheat you, do you, buddy?
Hey, Mark, I just say, you know, we got some unfinished business too. You know, we just like to try that race again, because we just want to see who's passing. That's all.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, you forgot to tell me something.
You want to take this motor, or you took one already?
Hey, what's that,
you
Mark?
Hear me?
What's that?
You know what you forgot to tell me, Joe? Listen to this. July 3rd, I heard a certain group gonna tighten that ass up across that Virginia Bridge.
Oh shit.
You mean July 4th?
No.
Yeah, July 4th. I'm sorry, Joe. You don't know about that.
I know you want to be with Grandma.
Come on, Pete. Let the cat out the bag.
We talking to Hatton Boy?
Yes, sir. What part you don't understand? The H, the A, the T, the T, or the O, or the N?
Hey, look, the only part I understand is I hope you be there when I cut their ass up.
I'll be taking hostage. The wife is taking me away that day. So here's the deal.
Can I interrupt y'all real quick? Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you open Tony Hat and Mike?
Hey. Pete, did you hear that?
Hey, 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 hey,
He said he got to go test Saturday for me. Guess where I'll be at? Sitting back watching TV. I ain't got to test nothing. Only thing I'm going to test on that black and white. Black and white. Now, when I say, but you did, going to make it down Saturday. Not with that car, you ain't.
Okay, it sounds good. Hey, look.
We've been talking about
this
now.
Huh?
We so happy we got you locked in now. Oh, my God. You can back up. Let me look. You always can back up if you want. Okay.
Hey, Marzo.
Huh?
I got a big cat. I got to run him on the 4th. I got to come back the next day and go to deal with him and run red on the 5th. Ain't that so?
Man, Pete, got that. You're going to need to borrow a couple of Nitrous bottles, boy.
Man, I don't need a bottle. Hey, Marzo, by the time that day comes, I'm going to sit on the trail on both of them. I don't need more.
Hey, Marzo. Hey, Marcia, they ran someone from this show. They ran this time. We got them locked in this time.
Hold on, man. This is about to run with you. How am I going to take a run a car that ain't ran in a year and a half and make one half a pass on it?
You won't have that shoot this time.
Hey,
y'all done?
Hey, look, I ain't doing no lot of talking. The car ready? I'm gonna cover laps on it, get it straightened out like I want it. I'm going to your ass. That's all
it is. Hey, look, gonna bring it down Fayetteville, and then don't let us get the back ass, you know, or better yet, we're gonna get you in the home bullet shootout. So I'm gonna take you out twice in 1 month. That's gonna be terrible.
Hey, Marcia, I'm gonna take you out twice in one month. Hold up, Pete and Tony and Joe, we got a problem. We got a real problem, and it's in Chicago. And Rick, if you can hear me,
Donye sent the message that we got a bunch of scared racers here. When he pulling the gate on August 3rd, I need everybody
Hey, Mark, time. Hey, I'm going to stop you right at that. Tell Donye we'll lock him in with JC Carl before he even gets here. So he got a race. He can get locked in before he gets here, and we're running with JC Carl.
Hey, Mark,
I'm
going to
take John and Pink.
Hey, guess what, Mom? Hey, guess what, Mom? We'll run him head up too as soon as he comes to the gate.
Woo! Hot, man. See?
Oh, tell Donye, if
you
think he got something
sweet,
come on.
Hey, we try to get Diane on the phone right now.
What, baby?
Get him on the phone. That's right. That's right. Get him on the phone. I knew I was going to start some stuff tonight. Hey, Pete, he went on clocks off. With gun and picks and talk deep trash about the DMV.
Put your pamper down.
Hey, love. I'm glad you brought it up because me and Jay-Z were sitting next talking the other night too, but last week, and I heard what he had said on that little thing.
I
listened to it, and I really took offense to it. I told Jay-Z, I said, man, we got to bust him. I said, man, we got to bust him.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me, when he coming back? I said, I think it's August 3rd. He said, well, let's get him. I said, that's all
yes,
I need
sir.
To know.
Man. Yeah, look, we're going to have to put on a horseman shirt when y'all
he
pull up
know.
On the line of that Negro. You hear me?
You should know.
And we're going to do some unthinkable shit to his ass when we catch him.
Hey, Joe, you on there?
Yep. Yes,
well,
man.
We got
finished.
Are we sending the other Camaro down to rerun Donye, or you not sure yet?
Nah, they ain't coming. Look, they came in there. They took a gamble with him with that conventional head. They coming with something bigger.
Okay.
They ain't coming with no conventional head. They coming just like he was.
Maybe we can get him on the phone next week.
Donye was supposed to give him the back size. And what happened was, I'm going to tell you everybody right now, they were over there in the lane. Donye said he needed another pass. And the guy said, well, they go close the track down. He said, heck with it. Let's just go out there and gamble. Let's go heads up. And that's how they got that heads up run. And they ran them with a conventional head, low deck, big block.
Hey, Marshall.
And that's how they went out there. 1 4 barrel, 1 6.
Hey, Rick.
Marshall.
What, Boobie?
Yeah.
Yeah, Grandma, go
call. Do y'all see a 708 number?
What is it?
708.
Miss Foxbody, you see 708?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, Miss Foxbody. Miss Foxbody.
I'm sorry, he's not working properly. I'm here.
Do you see a 708 number in there?
Hold on. Why am I right here? No, she's in the bathroom on a little chair. Just check the seat. Yeah,
should be a 708-0482.
Okay.
Tell Donye, don't be going in down now. Pick up that phone. We got plenty horsepower on here tonight. He sent that message on that clocks off, and we want to make sure we tell it to him live. You hear me? He my road dog, but we going to cut him when he comes through.
Okay. Did you turn it up, the remote up?
Well, they bring a couple street cars, too. You know that, right?
Okay.
I do have Kenny 7 in the queue, and their mics are on.
What is it?
Kenny and Kevin.
Okay, I'm trying to get him on right now.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? I didn't know that was you.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Get down here on there. We need to do a little talk. Yeah, he sent the message. We want gun and picks, too, because we need to count his money, too. Right, Pete and Joe?
Oh, you want gun and picks, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We ain't prejudiced.
No, sir.
Okay.
Hey, Pete.
Go put some panties on.
Did you get my check? No, hold on. I'll check it on it.
because it ain't gonna happen tonight. Because I'm not doing it right here.
Call.
Hey, what's up, Kenny?
What's going on, Monster?
Water?
Hey, Kenny Beecher, I need a favor from you.
Well, give a second. Mommy, go.
What you need, Monster?
Hey, Kenny, when you go to the track next time, y'all got to get horseman shirts, and I want a horseman shirt. So when y'all pull down through the lanes, I'm going to get my hat on sideways, and I'm going to get me a pair of dark sunshades like the Terminator, and I want to just ride the car up through the lane and get out the car and stretch like my back hurting and ask you to drive, all right?
Well, I will do that. Hey, John, John got some in charge. He took charge of the shirt this time, and he got some really nice shirts designed up.
I got a text, guys. They said, for what? You can see us on the 5th or the 6th.
You see Casey,
Papa. You get him, Kevin?
Yeah,
hey, Kenny, I'm going to take that
shirt.
Like I tell you, it said, for what? He can see us on the 5th or 6th. What's going on? I don't know about that. I'm biased to that.
All right, well, let's move forward. So,
okay,
I'm trying to get him on. But that gunning picture, oh, he sent all kinds of texts out the other day, Pete.
Yeah,
oh, my God, he called a sweet and everything else. I'm like, okay.
Let me see if I call gunning picks on three-way.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, how Leroy doing? I called him a couple times, but his phone is full.
No, Leroy's doing good. Leroy's doing real good. He
I'm on this car radio thing. Trying to get this race set up.
Yeah, he's trying to think, you know, get back to where he was. Let me see what's happening tonight. Let me see. Who else are you going to call? I'm going to call Gunner Picks. All right, guys, I'm going to try that gun on here real quick. I'm hoping I have the phone. Give me a minute.
All right. Hey, Pete. Joe, y'all there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Hatton, you there, baby boy? Hey, Tone Tone, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I thought we offered Donye a run when he was here, and he wasn't too interested.
Huh? Say it again?
I said, didn't somebody offer Donye a run when he was here, and he wouldn't take it?
Yeah, Derek was trying to run him, but he didn't want to talk right, so...
All right.
They backed over.
Okay. Well, the third, we're going to give him his same spot back so that we can park cars on every side.
Park them on every side. Park them on every side.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Monster.
Yeah.
It's Kev. I'm working for you right now, brother. Just give me a minute. I'm working for you, like, digitally.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Okay, so Rick, everybody, I'm being funny. Just, you know, I'm trying to do what Monster asked me to do. So I'm going to try and keep on calling somebody.
What's up, Mom? All right, come on, you finished? Bring it on. Come on, take that with you. Come on, let's go to the
Hey, Joe.
Bring it.
You.
Hey, Joe.
Bring it
to you.
While we got time, why don't you tell everybody about the two shootouts you got down there?
Yeah, we're going to have a tennis size shootout, small block and big block. It doesn't matter. You only can have a 28 non-W. It's only $50 to enter. And it's $2,500 runner-up. 50 for the semi.
And
we're going to have the back half shootout. And that's going to be $3,000 to win, $1,000 to runner up. Now, I can tell you right now, they got some guys from down in North Carolina that already said they'll bet anybody, whatever they want, that their tennis high cards are going to be the one that be in the final. And one of their four that's going to win it. That's what that was the bet. That was the
so
bet.
Pete,
that's what they said.
Hey, Pete, the Horseman, Long Island, and Custom Tees all got to put up $330 a piece because we got to get that $1,000.
Hey,
you hear me?
University tomorrow? Hmm? You ever see Munster University tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, are you
the
gonna,
house?
Are no, you're going
to
the movie.
Are
you separating the small blocks from the big blocks? I'm
going
to take you to the movie.
The only thing the only difference between the small block and the big block is can only go up to a 28-inch tall tire. The small block can go to a 29-inch tall tire.
Huh?
And it's 10-inch, non-W.
What time?
Okay.
Non-W, that's all.
Well, the 3D shit.
And it only can be nitrous cars. No turbo, no
car,
no.
Okay.
No, nothing. It's just only a nitrous.
But I can believe you.
And I can tell you right now, I know a few of them that are talking about they're going to take it all.
I'll probably get off till 8, and I want you to see the 3D show. Because you like the 3D show, don't you?
Kevin, you got a music. We can hear everything you telling
what?
The kids.
Am I sleeping?
Yeah. It's just a good one. And I know Gunny Picks told me that he's got a motorcycle coming too. And this came from Slim from Julian, North Carolina. He said he'll run any thousand that's on the property. He don't care who it is. He will run. Then also we got what's his name? Eddie. Fast Eddie. They call him that Eddie King, nickname Eddie King. But I'll tell you, he said he's got the fastest one in the country. He don't care who comes out there with their bike, 1,000, he don't care. He's got the fastest in the world. He said, you don't want anybody.
Okay.
Well, any whatever comes on the property.
I don't know why you always think Grandpa will give you.
I can't believe some of the guys that said they come with those bikes and who they're calling out. Cranky, he said he'll run Cranky again. I think he beat Cranky, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? Now I heard Cranky said he want to run him over. So that's gonna be a good one. That should be real good. But the one I really like to see, I really want to see Cranberry in that Chrysler run. The one that Street Kingdom got. The one that they say got the baddest new car around. And I would love to see those two Dodgers go at it. And I just got to get hold to him. I got to get hold of Street King and make sure we lock in. But I definitely want to see that race. And Donnie and I'm supposed to be bringing a Camaro, like a 2004 5 Camaro. Air conditioned, street car, everything. They say they looking. And he didn't mind saying that he'll run Cranberry. And that's going to be August 3rd, though. That should be interesting. Hey, Mom, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Joe. I had it on mute.
Oh, okay. I guess Calvin must be asleep, right?
He's probably busy tonight.
Huh?
Hey, Joe, I just wanted you to know I was on quartermilebrothers.com, and I went in photo gallery, and I saw all these, this one gray family, and I thought it was just four of y'all, but, man, it looked like the King of New York was in that picture with all them people counting money. You hear me?
we got to send Calvin a good Christmas present, and that's going to be our Christmas card. We're going to be on the front. I'm going to send it to you, too, because you wanted to donate it.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, you get your laugh now. He who laughs last. Don't forget.
That's all right. I just had plenty of laughter. That's all I can tell you so far.
Yeah. But hold on, we got to be
my
serious.
My good days outweigh my bad days. That's all I can say right now. I don't know about you.
Hey, Pete, you there?
Grandpa got to see how much I got to give y'all. So you go to the movies, okay?
Pete, okay, y'all there?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello.
Hey, we got to make sure when Donnie pulls through the gate, I'm going to put a horseman on each side. I'm going to put a Hatton on one side. I'm going to put that New York Camaro. I'm telling you. Donnie gonna leave up out here broke. You hear me?
We're going to make Don get took his ear between his ass and going back up to wherever the place he come from.
That was, you hear me?
Chicago. Chi-town. Yeah.
Braceville.
So,
yeah.
This time, Mom, so we're not going to let him get away this time. We're going to get
Well, done. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the video guy there when we go over. That way he can't back down out of it.
Do me a favor.
Gun and Pick said nobody wanted to run him. And I'm like, where was he at? Every time I look, it was a car pulling around there.
Right here.
Now they were paying Gun and Pick to say that. I'm going to tell her that, too.
Hey, Joe, I'm on the radio. I want to get talking on.
Huh?
Oh, who do you say, Joe? He paid the man to say that?
He paid him to say that.
Yeah.
He paid the man. Kanye paid him that.
I hear that.
He gonna be all quiet when we get there. Watch.
Oh yeah.
But I'm telling you, he said he bringing this bike that we gonna find out.
So put me on.
He said he bringing it.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I can tell you
I'm
right now.
Though, hey Pete. Hey, Pete.
Is no longer
online.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Pete, what happened? You said that the GRF ain't racing on the 27th?
No, I don't think so. Our mom's out, you know, because we was on the same
day. Oh,
okay. I don't think so, you know, because that's the same day as your race, so, you know, it's going to run.
That's easy. Let me tell you about the
man. That's four. They both 3-4 hours apart, man. Go racing.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, well, I'm not 100% sure, but I think I'm about 80% sure that they're not going to do it.
I don't know.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
You better be goddamn glad they ain't racing now, because we're really going to put some shit on the ground down there for you. You hear me?
Look, Ronnie Bell's man, Cliffy, he was trying to get on earlier.
What's his number?
I got to try to feel like I can pull it out here, out the phone.
Just give us his first three and his last four. And Miss Foxbody, we'll see if she can put him on.
Hey,
Tony Hatton, can you call Big Dirt? If he calling Ronnie Bell, I got to have some backup.
Oh, shit.
I get Derek on. Let me get Derek on.
Now, Joe, you got quiet on me. Go ahead, Joe. You thought I was scared because you said Cliffy was on the phone? Shit, I don't think so.
Hey, Marshall.
Go ahead, Pete.
We got to do something, but Joe, man, keep picking on Calvin getting away. We can't keep letting that happen. We got to sit down and get a game plan for this. Look, break this up.
I know. Hey, Pete.
I'll be feeling sorry. Calvin got beat again.
He done made mortgage payments on my black ass.
Hey, I ain't lying, man. Every time I see Calvin, man, Joe is punishing me. Every time I see Calvin, got a kid down, going up to the truck, man, Joe done got him again.
Look, I ain't gonna lie to you, and you know what I ain't seen? I ain't gonna lie. I was looking at something the other day. I turned one of the Indica's tapes on, and I see him. I didn't know he said all this here. He put it down. Saying that we're going to be looking at the back at 3D of Wolfpack. My son put it on the computer. I think he was looking at the back. So thanks to Long Island Joe on the back of his truck. In 3D.
Hey,
he told me.
Fox,
now, he told me. This is the guy out of the truth. Calvin told me. He said, I got lucky again because the car flooded over. That's what happened with the Chevelle. And just to prove a point, I'm going back out there. I'm going to let my son go, the little one, go out there.
Yo, hold on, Mama.
Miss Foxbody? Miss Foxbody?
Hey, Joe, if Calvin ever get his first win, he's going to be all right, but he got to get that first one to get over the hump.
Yes, sir.
Look, he got the youngest one now. The youngest one going to race now. And we're going to let them fix the car, and then we're going to go out there with the youngest one out there that day.
Miss Foxbody.
Yes, I am here.
Can you cut off Long Island Joe's telephone, please, so me and Pete can finish our conversation?
Hey, Pete, you want to hear something that's even better? Now, and Martha can be a testimony to this. I'll tell the truth, Martha, that we come off the trailer and try them. Did we come off the trailer and try them? That's what I want to know. I mean, my son ain't never raced a day in his life. Never had a money run.
I can't remember that.
You can't remember, but I'll tell you what, that steak was good. Thank you, Martha.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, see what I go through, Pete? I get abused by these people, man.
I'm going to get a little bit. I was trying to be nice to Martha. I went over there and put a few dollars up on top of his pocket. It was a hamburger. He said, oh, no, we got to eat steak. So he made me double it. Didn't I try to just give you one little thing and then you want more? Are you absent-minded now, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I said, man. When we were eating, we were sitting down at the dinner table. I said, man, this is good. Mom says, all right.
Yeah.
Give me some more
steak sauce. Hey, people, I got a question. Nephew Pete.
Yes?
Now, y'all got a race going on this weekend at Colonial Beach, correct?
Yes.
One of the featured races on the fly was Kenny Beecham versus Chris Rimbrush.
Yes.
I got a phone call today that ain't going on. What happened?
Rick, I don't know. Evidently, you know more than I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I was told that a deposit was supposed to have been put up to guarantee the race happened. And Chris never got a phone call back. He said that John called him this evening and was talking to him. But I didn't get the full detail of that conversation. But basically he was saying that he wasn't bringing his car if there wasn't no deposit put up. And, you know, he needed 2-week notice, and nobody never called him back.
Yeah, I didn't know about a 2-week notice. I didn't know nothing about that. So I heard about a 2-week notice, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, Pete, it's rough being an attorney for these daggone race cars, ain't it, Pete?
Yeah, well, see, I can't just say, look, the only thing I can do is be attorney for alcohols. I can't, you know, all I can say is we're going to be there ready to race for the weekend. I ain't got nothing to do with the rest of them. It's a hard job, bro.
I'll be down, Pete. I'm coming down to hang out, man. Me and you going to get up there and have a few hamburgers and talk some trash to one another. I love coming to Colonial Beach, man. The people down there treat me like gold, you know. Man, it's home for me, you know.
Well, Kenny's going to race somebody before he leaves there, so even if we got to talk something stupid, we're going to race, so don't worry about that.
Okay, Pete. Monster, Long Island Joe. Kevin is texting me saying that he got Chicago on. So, Miss Foxbody, can you please open Kevin's mic back up, please?
What's up, Trey? Hey, first of all, Trey.
Yes, sir.
Man, I did not say hi to you, show respect to you. I talked to Monster. And I've been working diligently to take care of that, what y'all asked me to take care of, right?
Yeah.
This is what I don't know.
I've heard you on, but I'm working on this car, so I'm like in and out. I ain't really hear everything that's going on. But I'm sorry. How you doing today, man?
I'm not
laying
there, but you got my motor done, man. I'm going to get my shit tomorrow.
Yeah, I just started up. We got oil pressure. And, everything looks good right
now. Okay, guys. No disrespect. They was on the phone, but we kept. I don't know if it was my phone or what. This is what they told me to tell you guys. They said July 7th in North Carolina, Rockingham, down here, we'll be there 5th and 6th. That's how many people will be there. Did you get We got it.
Okay, he said he will be there. They couldn't get on the phone because they were one was at work, not when they couldn't get in touch with him.
All right.
So that, you know, just let you guys know, Monster, you my boy. You asked me to do something, and
I appreciate you, brother.
Kid asked me to do it. Tricky Ricky asked me to do it. So I try to take care of what I can take care of.
We appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. So just let everybody know. You know, they said they'll be there.
All right. So hey, T, y'all not going to Rock AM, are you?
Monster, right now, I don't know. I can't say definitely. Anything can happen, so I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Right now, it's still up in the air, so it depends on how you feel and how mad somebody makes us. You know, we love to do anything.
Yes, sir.
But you was one of for that game, wasn't you?
Yeah. Pete, he was talking to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, he said he'll be there July 5th and 6th in Rockingham. They couldn't get on the bar now because they was, you know, at work or whatever.
I got you.
Text him and tell him I'm going to call him tomorrow on the three-way and talk hard trash to him.
Hey, guys.
You got to text me your number because I called you a couple times and it didn't go through.
Hey,
I'll send it to you on Facebook.
All right. Hey, Monster, can you
hear me? Yeah, go for it, babe.
It's Kev. All right, we got something going on real good, guys. Have anybody seen this show on, or Trick, if you don't mind me saying, because I got permission for us to do it. There's a show on Discovery Channel called Outlaw Street Laws.
Yeah, we saw it.
Okay. Everybody write this number down. Call it Saturday night at 10 p.m. our time. These guys said we ain't shit, we'll never be shit, and we got a guy that we're on our show Saturday night. We'd love for you guys to call in and let these motherfuckers know. That bullshit y'all pulling ain't shit. They said we weren't shit, we'll never be shit. And we told them to come from the East Coast to the West Coast and everything else. So, from what I'm hearing, Discovery Channel is trying to set up a race for us to come out. So, if you guys want to get on Saturday night, 347.
Now, come over here and sit down and watch the show.
15-9989 at 10 p.m.
Say it again.
347.
Kev, say it again.
I said, the number is, call the show Saturday night at 10 p.m. is 347. There we go. 215-998. They said we wasn't shit. We had one of our guys on the internet was talking to them, and they brought up the guys from the East Coast, from the West Coast, and said we wasn't shit. For us to lock in with them, and we told them, and I told the guy tonight from the West Coast, told him I would get on the show tonight, let you guys know to call in, and get these guys' ass. Now, one thing, if you guys seen the show, I'm asking everybody to give a little respect. We don't know what's going on with this guy named Flip. We don't know if he passed away or if he had an accident or what. So we would just ask that you guys don't, you know, call him out. Let's try to figure out. Let's try to play by feel for what happened to him. And let with the rest of them, you're all good to go.
Can you repeat that number?
The number is 347-215-9989. Saturday night, call in. Tricky Ricky, we want you to stomp his ass with this nose. And I will send you the videos. The dumbass put his videos up.
All right, Kev. We'll see what we can do.
Hey,
Kev, don't they, you
they,
got
they,
a
they
banger?
Yeah.
I hear you, Kevin.
I'm working on the car, but I hear you. Yeah, everybody start like, calling to these guys. And I hear that Discovery Channel is going to be looking for the show they want to hear because they said they told Discovery Channel that nobody from Mexico.
All right. Hey, Rick, you back
we
on?
Rick's working on his car, he said.
What's up?
Hey, Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Donnie ain't talking about he can't answer the phone, but we'll call him tomorrow, Joe. Me and you going to call him up because he's talking about some 5th and 6th. I ain't worried about no fifth and sixth. I'm worried about the day we can lock him in. That's all I'm worried about. Because he said were sweet, and I want to make sure
you gotta look at, we
accommodate.
You got to look at it this way. The man on the phone, I did what y'all asked me to do.
We don't talk about personal on the phone,
but he said that he'll be in Rockingham on the 56th, whatever they want to do. You know, he said that, you know, if they can work it out, you know, he'll do it. So that was hard. I just want to say, you asked
me. Oh, man, we love you, brother. As a matter of fact, you got to text me your info.
But these guys from Oklahoma, dude, they talking about that. None of us ain't shit. We don't race and this and that. So, Tricky Ricky, Monster, Long Island Joe, easy on the Saturday night. Y'all call in and just, you know, let the guys know, hey, y'all want to race? Yeah, come on. Y'all make a halfway point for all of us, and we'll get down there. We'll show the terrible sound. Y'all ain't shit.
Yeah. I'll talk to Joe tomorrow, Rick. I'll talk with everybody tomorrow. Hey, Pete. Say, Pete. Nephew Pete.
Yeah, I'm here, Monty. What's going on?
Who you running with the black car on Saturday?
Nobody.
Oh, okay.
Look, my next victim is going to be Tony Haddon. I'm getting everything I got for him. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something nasty to him.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, my daughter home. What's up, babe? She laughing, y'all. She was listening to the show the other day. She said, Daddy, everybody got nitrous. I said, yeah, baby, everybody got nitrous. You're going to get me in trouble. Say, hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I like your car.
Oh, thank you, baby.
What's up?
You
hey, Monster.
Huh?
I want to raise the dad and the son. Did I get both of them the same day?
Who's that?
Dad, I
want to
raise the daddy and the son.
Oh, I'm pretty sure daddy can let him ride, man. He can arrange that. You talking to the man on the other line.
Hey, hold on, Pete. Right now, Marquise is 2-0. I wouldn't advise that if I was you.
So what now? But that's fine. He can be 3-0 on me. I give him a chance to do it on the phone. I run both of y'all.
Oh, I got a problem, y'all. Hold up. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Miss Foxbody?
Yes?
Can you open up Calvin from Wolfpack's mic, please, ma'am? Hey, Joe, did you hear what I said? Calvin from Wolfpack.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Well, you know, a can of worms, man. Ain't you, Joe?
Quiet, please. I have two calls. I'm not sure which one it is. Call it 301-5613. Your mic is on. Call it 631-0942. Mic is on.
Hey, Joe.
You.
Hey, Joe, this is Cliff.
What's going on now?
All right, look here. Ronnie called me and said, we don't care. Whatever they want to do.
Huh?
Ronnie said, make it happen.
Okay, this is Ronnie Bell from Long Island.
Hey, you remember me, the cat with the shirt on the starting line with the black hat, waving that blue card on it.
Okay, so
you are. How you
doing? They want to run. They're gonna run the truck over for y'all.
That's good.
No, I was not in the beam because his man was in the beam. I told him, let's get it in.
So they want to give him a chance back. They said they want to do it. They're going to give it to him on the 27th of July.
All right.
They're going to make it happen.
All right. Well, hey, Tony.
Hey, Joe, you said anything on 2,700 pounds?
Huh?
You said anything on 2,700 pounds?
That race is going to be on the Kryptonite and Ronnie Bell on the 27th of July in Fayetteville.
Okay, I'll just say anything on
2,700
pounds.
Tell him, Ronnie said, whoever else want to go at it, put it up. It doesn't matter.
Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Ronnie said, make it happen.
He's going to make it happen with Kryptonite. They're going to make it happen.
Whoever want to run.
What I do is tomorrow, Cliffy, I get you on the three-way with him, and we'll lock in something, and we'll work it out from there.
I'm just repeating the message.
Okay.
Hey, Tony Hatton.
I'm listening.
Hey, Tony, you hear this shit? You hear these damn New Yorkers again? Huh?
No, look, I had told them last time because they couldn't make it. And I kind of gave them fifth degree on it. I said, yeah, I was supposed to get that man to run over. And so, basically, Ronnie had a prior engagement I didn't know, but they make it right. They're going back out there to say, well, win or lose, they're going out there. They're going to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it, fellas. I do. It means a lot to us here to make sure we do it right because we like to take care of the fans and everything. So the good thing about it is we got to travel another 6 hours to crack that ass. So we cool with that, Joe.
Well, I tell you what, I like the way you say when you say crack ass. Guess what? We like cracking ass too, but we don't open asses up.
Never, but I'm going to give you out a return, too.
Hey,
Calvin went to sleep. Y'all better stop that. Calvin went to sleep like Mouthy did when he ran my son. Mouthy went to sleep at the line. They had to wake him up. Come on now. Am I lying? Who went to sleep?
Hey, somebody, can you close up Long Island Joe's mics, please? It's almost 10 o'clock, please.
Look.
Hey, Monster.
Huh?
Hey, this Wolfpack. I'm in the queue.
Oh,
hey,
oh
shit.
I wasn't asleep, but I'm awake now. For some reason, Long Island Joe just won't let me rest in peace.
We're gonna definitely let you rest in peace after this last one.
He just won't let me rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
I should shoot you with the silver bullet next time, all right? That get rid of the wolf, don't it?
I got a silver bullet for you.
All right.
Hey, Calvin, when you look up shit talker in the dictionary, you know they got a picture of that Negro in there, right?
Hold on. Listen, Calvin, I just got the tape the other day, and I happened to turn it on. I was watching, I was enjoying myself. I said, that's a nice little tape, man. I said, that was all right. Then I looked at it, I saw Calvin up there pointing at the back of the window, telling the man, this is what you're going to see in 3D. I said, oh, no. He said, the Joes versus the Pros. I said, ain't this something? I ain't know all that one said. So my son put it on Grudge just a while ago. I guess we didn't see that in 3D, but I think you saw the sticker on the back of his car in 3D. So the little one that owned the car, he turned around and said, Dad, I want to race him. Everybody else done killed a wolf. Can I kill a wolf too?
All right. y'all made it look easy, huh?
Man, I tell you, them damn New Yorkers, you can't win, right?
Look, I can't let them do like the older son came right off the trailer. He got to at least make one pass, and then they can go.
We'll be there all night at Fayetteville on the 27th. So, and then
we don't need all night. Cause we want to hurry up and go get it done, kill him over, put him out of his misery as fast. You don't want him suffering. We want him to sit back and relax after that.
Hey, Mom, is Rick back on the phone?
I think Rick working on the car.
What's going on?
Monster.
Yeah.
Calvin fell asleep.
hey, Mark, hold on, Mark. We need Rick under a lot of attention. So he can get details on his race that we got going on. I don't want no misunderstandings when the 27 comes.
What's up, Mommy?
Rick.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, Calvin fell asleep back there.
fell asleep, man. I'm wide awake, man. I'm listening to you have your fun, man. I don't want to spoil your fun right now. You're just too happy.
Hold on, man.
Your pocket full, your stomach full, and you just having fun.
Hey,
Mousy. Hey, Joe. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Go ahead, Pete. What you got? Rick on there.
Now, I just want to make sure that he understands that, you know, on the 27th, since he was working on a car, that, you know, him and JC not going in the head. They're going to do it on board for these cookies up and these steaks and all that stuff and lobsters, and we'll go ahead and do that first round and get it over with.
Yeah. Say that again. We're not going to do what?
We ain't going in the head. We're going to run you the first round of the sack half thing, and we're going to go and bet these lobsters that we got, and as Martha would say, and go and get it over with.
Man, don't make me no difference. Y'all day's number anyway. That don't make me no difference.
Man, we ready to be killed, so somebody's going to steal a knife from us.
Hey, Rick, you weren't on there when he said to me that he wants a reaction with Scoot. I said, oh, shit, Pete didn't dig for him tonight, ain't he?
Hey.
You know what?
Mark, all he can do is win, man. He won the last time, so all he can do is win.
I'm going to do y'all in this kind of fashion. This a little something to put on your mind for conspiracy people. You know about the Kennedy assassination, right?
Yes, sir.
Just about everybody know it. Watched the video yesterday where they talk about the three shots in the Kennedy assassination.
Yes, sir.
One shot from behind and some mystery shot from the front.
Yeah.
This video, one
from the front.
Yeah. This video showed that the driver turned around and shot Kennedy in the head.
Oh, goddamn.
What? And kept going. Yes, sir. You'd have seen the video 100 times, but it's so fast that you got to be looking at it to catch it. And that's just what's going to happen to JC again. I'm going to turn around and bust him in the head.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Calvin.
Yeah.
Hey,
hold on, Monster. Hold on, Monster. And to you, Pete, for your JC fans that like to post stuff on Facebook, if you haven't seen it, as this is my exact words. I can't fuck with JC right now with the transmissions I got in my car, but if he kicked me, I run. Otherwise, hold fast, let me get the other transmission in, and we run head up. I'm asking for the kick, since, you know, y'all say he a gorilla, you know what I'm saying? He can do that, you know what I mean?
Don't
you gonna
be in your ass for catching the lights. That's the only kick you're gonna get, so go on, get the right there, and then we talk to you.
That was kind of the story that I thought you would come up with, though. He ain't really that killer that y'all making him out to be, but okay.
Hey,
I'm going back on mute. I got some drilling to do.
Hey, remember, you should have stayed on mute with that comment. You shouldn't even say that one.
Hey, Calvin.
I'm here.
Yeah,
hey, man. Nephew Pete was standing up for you with Joe. We might have to pull some trickery out on him on the 27th, all right? We might have to work together on this one, all right?
He said
Joe got us down right now. I said, I ain't worried about it. That's Wolfpack. That's my right-hand man. Hey, Calvin. Tell Joe, we've been out there street racing since 1976 together, so we know how to get there. You hear me?
Monster, wait. You know what the Bible says? If your right hand offends you, cut it off.
Hey, Calvin, we got a favor right now.
You still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still on the phone.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to call you. It's Kev, man. I'm sorry, man. We got a book out there in California. We want to meet me and you halfway with a Datsun 280Z.
Hey,
Oh, okay, I've seen that one. The one that was on TV?
Yeah, I think that's one, but I told him I got some backup coming. I tell him I like his ass in, but I got me some backup.
Hey, fellas, hold up. I got something. Hold on. I need a little bit of help here. Miss Foxbody, can you open up Derek's mic? It's a caller in queue.
Hold on a moment, please. Hold on.
Brother, you can't come out with
Joe, Cliffy still on there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Sit still, big brother. I got something for you. Hold tight.
Go right ahead.
How you been anyway? You been good?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so everything is love on my end. With my granddaughter and my grandkids.
Thank you.
Huh?
What can I do for y'all tonight, Thomas?
Hey, Monster, he can't get in, so I'm going to call him on three-way. He told me to call him.
All right, call him on three-way. Yeah. Hold on, Joe. You just hold tight a minute. You always starting some stuff. I want to make sure we unstart something tonight. You hear me?
You asked. Listen. You asked for it back. I just made sure it happened.
Yeah,
hey,
I just want to make sure that we talk about it.
Hey, Joe.
So,
Joe, you got my bag. That's yours, right?
Yeah.
Ain't too many. Hey, Monster, ain't too many more Vegas in this world. So, we all got to get
Monster, I got
my
Monster.
Derek's on here. Huh? What's up, big boy?
Man, don't want them days, man.
Hey, you got up this morning. You got 2 feet on the ground. You better keep on keeping on. But
I'm good. I'm good for that.
Hey, I got a problem, and I need
What's
you
up?
To help with it.
What's up?
I got a certain Camaro, and I got Cheerleading Long Island Joe and Mr. Cliffy on the phone. Can you
hey,
talk for hey,
hold on.
Go
hold
ahead,
on.
Joe.
Hold on. I don't call me Cheerleader now. I ain't gonna be Monster. But y'all said make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen. I ain't gonna be y'all said make it happen. I made it happen. The man said he gonna run you on the 27th.
On where?
On the 27th of July. Ronnie Bell can get you a race over on the 27th of July.
And Fayetteville, he got a race.
At Fayetteville. All right, you hear that, Cliffy?
Is this the man with the blue pickup?
Yes,
sir.
Is this the man who said somebody stepped into the beam and the beam came down?
Yes, sir.
Guess what? I'll be on the starting line again with my black hat waving at you. I'll see you later.
I'm glad you said that.
Can you feel me now?
Hey, look, I'm going to show you why we call it Kryptonite.
Well, guess what? And Superman always defeat Kryptonite, Don, don't he?
Huh?
Don't Superman always get him?
No.
So guess what? I'm going to get you this.
Kryptonite is the only thing that took Superman down.
Guess what? I'm going to get you again.
Come get me.
I'm going to get you again right on the starting line.
Come get me.
All right, Jim.
And I'm going to tell you, when I tell you get him up on the line, you got to get him up on the line.
Come get me.
Well, we get to see this run, at least. I don't ever see this one.
That's going to be a good one. So what time are we going to do it? 8, 9, 7?
No. No. We don't wait till late. We don't wait till nightfall.
Now we can go ahead and cross him off the list early.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Huh?
At least 6 o'clock, right? 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we can do it. Whatever. Hell, if he's feeling real far, we can do it off the trailer.
Uh-oh.
Good God Almighty. I like a man that likes to gamble. I like a man that likes to gamble.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a long time. How you want to shake and bake in them grits? Let's make it happen. We're staying grocery because I love cooking. I'm a man that likes to eat, and I like to get my eat on after I race.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. We got it. All right, we just had to get that clear, Mr. Dirk. And
I truly appreciate Cliffy.
Yes, sir.
Sorry I didn't get on earlier. Man, I was trying to hurry up and get the truck in the yard and got it stuck in the ditch, trying to back it in the nighttime and all that stuff. So that's what took so long.
Yeah. Well, man, yeah, let's get out there to have fun and enjoy ourselves, and God's going to be with us.
Oh, yeah.
That's it,
yeah.
Man. We're going to have a good time. That's the most important thing.
First,
thank you guys for getting this rerun on, because I need to settle this, Cliffy. I like you, but I don't like you that much that Derek ain't going to turn that light on. And Joe, ain't nobody talking to you. So
well,
we clear.
I tell you, the only light he's going to turn on is that motherfucking red light.
And Mom,
And that's for real, because you better catch me on that line.
You gonna see?
Okay, I'm saying, but they say talk is cheap, and I'm not cheap.
All
right. And when you see Mr. Bell come, when y'all see Mr. Bell come, y'all work out the payment. I'm just the man on the starting line. I say, get him in the water box.
I got you.
And when I tell you let's make it roll, let's make it happen. Don't know me.
All right.
Well, that's one reason in the books.
You're all right.
Got locked in. Now, are you, is Calvin still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Did you hear how he said it, Monster? Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, Joe, we got a little surprise for you.
No, I'm just asking you. Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
Hey, Joe, let them know we coming down with two cars. Not one, we coming with two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they are. They definitely coming down there.
We coming down with two. We bringing that Norwood back again.
All right, so, yeah, that would be a little street car. Y'all be able to do something with two.
Yes, sir.
Be the smallest. Get them small. Get the big one.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Are you bringing mouse or you ain't bringing mouse?
Huh?
Can you hear you, Joe?
Calvin, y'all bring your mousies?
Hey, Fayetteville?
Did y'all change the plugs in the mousie?
No, we didn't have to. We didn't have to.
Okay, so y'all coming back with the same car, right?
We're not going to bring it down Fayetteville. We'll, if you come down on the 28th, we can help, the MIR race, midnight after dark race. But
we're
we're going to both.
There's no problem. We're going to both.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Okay. I can't. We're not going to drag the street car all the way down to Fayetteville.
Well, I'm going to drag my son's street car way down there.
Well, that's nice to know. But you know what? let me show you two things. I appreciate you, Pete, for sticking up for me earlier, but look, I got this. This is something I got to handle on my own. I'm going to take care of Joe myself. I don't need no help with Long Island Joe.
Shut the hell out of
my Calvin.
That's right now.
Calvin.
And you know what,
Calvin.
Joe, this,
you know
this,
how they...
what I want you to, this is what I want you to do, Joe. Stop putting everybody else out there to run your race. I want to run you.
Okay. Now tell me. Okay, look. You know me you say you're running with that Camaro?
Yeah.
Is that gonna happen? Get him, Joe.
Now that Camaro, that ain't gonna happen. The owner of the car don't want to happen. It was left up to me, or if I could by any chance steal that car from him, it would happen. But it ain't gonna happen. He ain't feeling that. He's not a grudge racer, and he ain't trying to get into that.
He don't want to be shot with that silver bullet either. I understand.
Well, that's up to him. But look.
So now tell me what you got then. Tell me what you got now. Tell me.
I want you to get in that truck.
No, that's my son's stuff. That's for him. The Vegas mine, that's my son's truck. I bought that for them.
Okay.
That's the reason why I make them. That's why I make them play around.
Okay, well, that ain't going to happen then. All right.
Why? What you got?
I ain't got nothing yet. I'm gonna get something for that that green baby you got. Me and you gonna get a race. That's the race that I want. It's gonna be between me and you. So the only thing that you have that you can get in is the Vega, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's mine. I don't like that night that you guys asked me to get in the car. But I bought that car for them to have fun, and basically that's what it was. It was all fun. Y'all can go ahead if y'all want to try it. Y'all try it. That was your first. Then I hear the dog barking back there. I'm gonna turn the wolf to a poodle back there.
We 100% wolf. You one man alone can't turn up into nothing.
But listen, that's what the deal was. My son and them, they wanted to race, so they got that truck, and that was one thing. That's the reason why that started.
Okay, so to get for me to get you, I got to come through that green Vega.
Yeah.
That's what it's got to be.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep it here.
Now tell me something. You make it, don't get me wrong, you know, you had to, I mean, the Nova, if maybe you can borrow that back and put the small block in this tray head.
I love you too.
Now, I told you, I ain't borrowing nothing no more. I'm going to handle you myself with my own.
Oh, you know, I ain't going to run no chances on
now. When I ran you with the Nova the first time, I didn't borrow it.
No, I understand that. No, you didn't borrow it, but I gotta make sure I stay in my class now. Don't come with that chassis car you coming with now.
No, I ain't bringing the chassis car. I just wanted to know the way I could get to you, because you're talking about borrowing. You can borrow that truck.
No, I'm not talking about borrowing. I'm just saying.
No borrowing.
That was just my son. I don't borrow that truck. That's it.
I misunderstood when you said borrow.
That's you know what they call it? They call it little Greg. That's a junior.
Okay. Well, we're going to handle them. They just had a little taste in their mouth, and they think it's easy, but we're gonna set them back there and put them in their spot. That's another subject there.
Look. We came out the trailer. First, we're going to run their black truck. We're gonna run the black truck first, buddy. Calvin broke the rear, right, Calvin?
What a black truck broke the rear.
Yeah,
couldn't run that.
I had no problem with that. And the race before that, Calvin, you broke the transmission.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one part after another. And then, so we could make a race, we went home and got a pure street car. And you know that.
Let me tell you something. When they popped up, this is a God honest truth. When they popped up with that car, I ain't gonna lie to you. When they popped the hood open, I mean, you can eat off this thing. This was a beautiful car. That is a beautiful car. I ain't gonna lie. And it had a whole bunch of stuff underneath there that scared me. I ain't gonna lie to you. It had a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, we unhooked some of the stuff. We unhooked some of the stuff to accommodate you.
Well, it was motor to motor. We can't run a juice car to a motor car.
Right.
I ain't going to lie to you.
We brought a street car, but don't worry. Like I said,
and I brought a street truck. Look, I came with mufflers. You can hear it. Mufflers, the whole thing, little 23, little 700 carburetor on it.
Okay. And you had tags and your lights work and you drive a grocery store. But that's
but the lights was running when you ran me. And look, I had wipers. You didn't have wipers. And mine worked. You got wipers. You told me I had another power additive of another motor. You not told me that or not. Because I had a wiper motor.
Well, that was your power additive.
Yeah, I love it. Really?
I should have made you unhook that, but I didn't.
Uh-huh. All I can tell you, they went out there, they had a nice little fun with it. They was happy. Monster was a little sad, but it was all right. He had his pom-poms. He had dropped them down out there under the starting line. I think they still have Buzz Creek now.
Hey, I ride with Wolfpack and I die with Wolfpack. We're going to be all right. Don't forget that.
One thing for sure, I never let Monster down. But my thing is, you know, the S10, that's all cool. We're going to run that. My man going to run that, not me. My man. Mazda gonna run. We're gonna get that over with. It's gonna be a different race.
You know how that car came now. You know how both of them came. So as long as they come back like the same way, they're gonna do it again.
Huh?
They coming back the same way. Both of them come the same way, they're gonna do it again.
Yeah, the same way.
Alright. No open headers or open headers.
Man, if we're gonna come back the same way, the same street car with the kitchen sink in it, then we're gonna run, y'all. I mean, don't worry. If you look at it and it don't appear to be the same, then don't run it.
All right, that's good. That's all we want to do.
You know, you just make sure you come back the same way.
Oh, I'm coming the same way. Ain't nothing changing.
Well, you know,
ain't nothing changing.
You'd already switched drivers, so, I mean, I don't know what else you're going to change.
I'll leave the other one there now. Don't get me wrong. The young one was just seeing if he can tame a wolf himself. That's all. Each one of them trying to learn.
Dude,
that's all.
Okay. He's going to try to learn. Somebody's going to learn what it feels like to get bitten. I don't want it to be the youngest one. I'd rather be you or the oldest one. I hate to put this bite on the youngest one because he'll never be the same again.
Look, I just hope y'all gonna be the same if he mess around the way too now. Because I know Monster can't take too many more losses. I'm gonna have to hide the plastic forks and knives and everything. He might commit suicide with a plastic knife.
He's a dog. You hear me? I'm gonna get that motherfucker when he crosses that Maryland
don't
line.
Get,
you hear me?
Don't care. We gonna be up there on top of Bush Creek, up on top of there eating. And Monster had a knife, old plastic knife, trying to cut his throat. Damn, Calvin.
No, look, we ride together, we die together, Joe. And I mean it. Ain't nothing, damn New Yorker, boy, I tell you.
Last laugh, you're going to cry later. Last laugh, you're going to cry later.
What time?
Yeah, church.
I want to inform y'all that Gunner was trying to get on, but the show was already... Show is already 20 minutes past, so.
All right, we'll get off.
Okay. Nobody could get him on, so he could say whatever he had to say.
He ain't going to say much or nothing anyway, because Donye talking that old hiding stuff. He can call in next week. We're going to call him third Tuesday and make sure them twins get on here. Talking about DC is sweet and chocolate. We're going to find out, all right?
Got him think they're going to get on. He quiet. Quiet as a church.
He
ain't gonna say much.
All right, fellas. I got a 4 o'clock appointment in the morning, so I got to get up off of here. I'll call y'all tomorrow.
To be continued next week.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Calvin. Calvin.
All right, good night, everybody.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yo, call me.
Okay.
All right, we'll make you call.
No problem. All right, take care, you guys. Thank you.